afternoon, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Welcome to the Gleeful Podcast with Josh and Ed.
And my dogs.
And the puppies.
And the puppies, yes.
Puppies.
You can find us online at gleefulpodcast.com, on Twitter at Gleeful Podcast. I'm at Josh Brunel. She's at Jenny B. Creative. He's at Edward Giordano. Jennifer.
Joshua.
How are you tonight?
I'm knocking stuff over, but I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. Been a bizarre day. I got more phone calls today than I think I've gotten in the last 2 months.
I agree.
I've never spent this much time on the phone. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just doing good. There's only 12 days until school begins. And yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago now. No, it was yesterday. I went to the bank and they asked, and the teller asked me if I was excited for high school to start again.
What?
So there you go. I was like, yeah. One day I'll appreciate people thinking that I'm 5 years younger than I am.
So I'm really jealous about that, but I'm also amazed that you went into a bank and talked to a teller, because I can't remember the last time I talked to a teller. But that's
well,
awesome.
I need to get money, but shockingly not for myself. My friend needed to borrow some, so.
Well, but considering how hard you've been working on your fitness and everything, that could be taken as a great compliment.
It is. Oh, yeah, for sure. I was excited by it. I'm excited for high school. Yeah.
We went to a wedding this weekend and I got carded, but that was kind of fun. Everybody just made fun of me. See, once you, like, as a guy, once you pass about 30 and you get carded, people make fun of you. As a girl, when you get carded, everybody goes, yeah.
They all high five you, and then they go up and test the bartender too. And when they don't card them, they get really bummed out and then drink more.
True. Maybe it's a tactic. You know what's funny? Because I go to a lot of the same places consistently. So even though I probably most look like the high schooler out of everyone that I go and hang out with, I get carded the least because I'm like a haunt.
Oh, okay. So you're a regular. That's cool.
Yeah, I go to the same. I love Nine Irish Brothers. I freaking like am in love with Guinness. It's a problem.
Oh, I hear that.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
We are close friends. Well, welcome to the Gleeful Podcast. We've got lots... Well, we don't have that much to discuss tonight. It's the off season, kids.
Hey, can we spend 10 seconds, just 10 seconds, talking about Platinum Hit? Just 10 seconds, because it's over.
All right, I'll give you 10 seconds. I'm counting down now. Go.
Okay, I just want to say it's very refreshing to have a reality show where you both want someone to win and they deserve to win, and then they win. So, congratulations, Sonya. Well deserved. And I downloaded the album that they put out of all the winning songs. Definitely a well-spent $9.99. So, consider it.
You were close, though. You had 10 seconds, and then you added on downloading the album. So that just pushed you right over. You were right there.
You did awesome.
Jennifer timed it.
Okay, like 10 seconds.
That was perfect. A perfect little recap.
Well, yes, it's... I think there's lots to talk about, but let's go ahead and let's see here. You know, we don't read a lot of emails on the show. We get a lot of emails. You can email us at gleefulpodcast@gmail.com. But usually I've got 80,000 things I'm doing while we're doing the show, like keeping the feed up and making sure Ed's still with us and queuing up the songs and everything. Since we do everything live, no post-production on the Gleeful Podcast, boys and girls. None whatsoever.
The thing is, Josh would like to portray this as he's like super ambitious. But really, the fact of the matter is, he's kind of lazy and doesn't want to do post-production. like he'll be like, oh, I'm so ambitious. Okay, Josh.
Dude, many great artistic innovations were born out of laziness. This just happens to be ours.
Keeping it real, people.
Exactly. But it also means I can turn around the show to the listeners right away. Huh? That's a plus. Anyway, one of the things that usually gets forgotten is reading emails. I respond to as many as I humanly possibly can, but occasionally there's one that I really do want to read on the show. And this one came in 3 weeks ago, and I've been meaning to read it forever, but I keep forgetting. So I wanted to read it now. This is from listener Aislinn, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but it says, I'm loving the podcast over the summer. I'm currently deployed to Afghanistan, and this is one of the few things that keeps me going every week. I can't listen to live broadcasts to chime in, but maybe while I'm on R&R, I will be able to. You guys bring a taste of home to a place that's very far away. And we just wanted to say thank you so much. That was like top 10 sweetest emails we've ever received. So Thank you very much for that. That was
that's
adorable.
Awesome.
Also, listener Hanik asked us to throw a birthday shout out to her friend Nikki. If you ask me to say happy birthday to you on the podcast, I will forget. Probably 10 people, and I email them all back and I say happy birthday. I will probably forget. I've forgotten every other time except for listener Anik's friend Nikki. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow.
Let's see. Listener Ayumi had a funny email. She says she's very excited about Darren Criss on How to Succeed in Business and Really Trying. She says her friend, neighbor's mom knits for performances. A while back, she asked me to help her as she knew I was a knitter, and so I spent a week making a pretty awesome scarf in some dreamy yarn.
Aww.
Dreamy yarn. Because she doesn't speak English and I don't speak Mandarin, I couldn't get her to tell me what show it was for. On the day I turned in the finished scarf, I saw some design sheets and saw that it was for How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh,
as a huge
cool.
Harry Potter fan, I was beyond excited that something I knit would ever be worn by Daniel Radcliffe. I still have no idea who wears it, but when, because I can't remember the last name, I could afford to see a Broadway show. But now I see that it could possibly come in contact with Darren Criss, so that's doubly exciting. I still need to know where the scarf is, though. Could you maybe ask your listeners who are going to see the show to try and look out for it? It's a long, brownish, cabled scarf.
Wow.
So definitely check that out.
That's
and then we got
awesome.
A listener, Lydia emailed us to say that she is in the Glee fan video that we played last week. Yes, the one with where everyone was holding up letters from the song Loser Like Me. And listener Lydia said that she's in the video at 3 minutes and 10 seconds holding the sign that says figure in a red top. And then my awesome Glee loving friend Billy is right after in the blue holding out the out sign. We were wearing matching tops with our names and is a Gleek on them, and then quotes on the back paying tribute to our favorite characters. So the fan video got retweeted a bunch of times when I throw it up on Twitter. It's fantastic.
Oh,
it was
good.
So
did
much
you put
fun.
It on Facebook? I think somebody on Facebook was listening for it.
I'll put it up on
I'm sorry,
Facebook as well.
Looking for it.
On the Facebook.
Listening.
So that was a really cool video, and let's see. Now I feel good. I feel like a weight was taken off my shoulders. I read emails. So... We got an email as well from listener Jared, and they sent over a quote or sent over a link of Glee Halloween costumes at buycostumes.com. You can see, maybe I'll put it up on the Glee Twitter. The costumes include Sue's tracksuit, along with a blonde wig. The Puck adult costume, which comes with a Letterman's jacket and a mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Cheerios costume. And what makes a Cheerios costume special, Jennifer?
It comes with a removable baby bump should you want to go as Quinn.
There you go.
Yep.
That is fierce, actually. Actually.
That's pretty funny.
Now, Ed, if you were going to dress up as a Glee character, what Glee character would you be?
Definitely Quinn.
Definitely Quinn.
I may not need the baby bump, though, but whatever.
Jennifer, have you ever thought about dressing up as a Glee character?
Yes.
Yes? You didn't even hesitate on that.
Well, I thought about it. Well, I just thought it would be kind of fun to be Tina. Just because she gets to accessorize. Or Brittany...
Post Cheerios
when she wears her leg warmers on her wrists. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Leg warmers on her wrist, and what is it? Is the carousel horse?
Yes. Not the unicorn, the carousel horse. Yes.
Like, who wears unicorns? You guys know we're wearing carousel horses.
Yes, when she became the fashionista.
Obviously, I would want to dress as Will because then I could wear vests.
And bow ties.
All the time. And bow ties. Seriously, I wouldn't even have to look.
That he does own. He owns.
But then would people know you were in costume?
No, they wouldn't. They would just be like, Josh, what was that? why are you wearing these bizarre clothes?
That you just happen to have in your own wardrobe.
I don't know. I mean, is Glee a big dress-up? Like, if you go to a Halloween party in 2011, are people dressed up as Glee characters?
I think there's still going to be a considerable amount of Sues out there.
Yes, I could see people dressing up as Sue. That's pretty much the only one I could think
of. That tracksuit looks so comfortable.
We could both be Sue for Halloween. When you walk around in a tracksuit.
You could marry each other or something.
I could be Sue and you could be Ken Tanaka. And wear just uber short shorts.
Oh, God. With his
whistle.
And then
borrow the baby bump.
Well, yeah. There you go. The Teen Choice Awards were this week. They were on Sunday, August 7th. And Glee was a big winner at the Teen Choice Awards. Yes, it won for Best TV Show Comedy. It won for Best TV Show Comedy. Best TV Actor in a Comedy went to Corey Monteith.
Wow.
And TV Breakout Star went to Darren Criss.
Shocker.
As much as Finn is, as I've stated on the show, my favorite character, I think this is probably the only award that Corey's going to win for Glee. But it's an interesting thing to realize that even though the critics have struggled with season two of Glee, teenagers apparently have not. Teenagers are still dedicated to the show.
The Teen Choice Award kind of confuses me a little bit because Ashton Kutcher won for Best Actor in Not Friends with Benefits, No Strings Attached. And that's an R-rated movie about casual, no-string sex.
Yeah, that's no creep. That's not creepy at all.
Then somebody else won, and I was like, well, that's another R-rated movie. So what is the criteria here for the being a teen? I don't know.
Well, Best TV Show Drama went to Gossip Girl, which is...
Okay, well, that's on
creepy.
TV.
At least it's on TV.
That's on TV. Yeah, there's no restriction. There was some other movie or somebody else in something that won, and it was R-rated, and I was like, wow, that's... a little questionable, that's all.
Yeah, all I have is the TV awards in front of me. But I don't know how much we can, you know, what can we say about the Teen Choice Awards? Ed, any opinions on the Teen Choice Awards?
I mean, it's not like they're the least important thing in the world, but they're not the most important thing either. It isn't like it's being chosen by a bunch of, in any group of people, you're going to have people who are voting uninformed, and I feel like that is just exaggerated when you're dealing with teenagers. So, like, they probably, most of these kids probably didn't even see the movie, but they're like, oh, Ashton Kutcher is cute. So.
Yeah, that's what's most popular at the moment. My favorite...
Shut up.
Hello, dog.
Trevor, calm down.
Trevor likes Ashton Kutcher, too.
my favorite award show story as far in this vein is... at the People's Choice Awards, when Mel Gibson won for Best Actor, this is a couple years ago, and he gets up for his acceptance speech, and he starts his acceptance speech was, this is really nice of you guys, considering I didn't make a movie this year. It's just, yeah. I think you've got a point, Ed. It's not really about that.
It's totally a popularity contest.
Yeah, a popularity contest.
And if it was Mel Gibson, it must have been more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
No, Josh, not to exhume anything from any sarcophaguses.
Sarcophagi.
I'm wondering who won the... Because last year you were upset, I recall, that Paramore won Best Band. So I'm just curious who won Best Band this year.
At the Teen Choice Awards?
Yeah. Yeah, you were upset about it last year. I recall...
Was I?
Yeah, you were. You were like... Well, like the only song they had out, it was... blah blah blah, the only exception, and you were like upset.
Oh wow. I don't know. I would think it went to Selena Gomez, but I honestly don't know. Jennifer's going to look it up.
I'm looking.
Okay.
And people in the chat room are going to jump on it as quick. Unfortunately, people in the chat room are like 30 seconds behind us. So
hold on, I'm gonna. Well, no, I can't do that. I did what I did. What I said I was gonna do, where I muted Google Chrome while in chat with you, so that way if a commercial pops up, I couldn't hear it.
Okay.
So see, I was gonna see what the delay was, but I guess that's not gonna happen. So
what am I looking for?
You're looking for best
he wants band to know if it's or best artist. Band I'm or not sure.
Artist, okay, like choice male artist Justin Bieber, choice female Taylor Swift. Country female, Taylor Swift. Country song, Taylor Swift. Breakup song, Taylor Swift. Choice song, other.
There's no band one. Maybe that was.
They don't have a band.
Was there
choice single?
Was that?
Was Who Says by Selena Gomez in the scene?
I assumed it was the. I thought it was the Teen Choice Awards, but maybe it was the Nick's Kids Choice Awards.
Oh, and then there's Choice Song of the Summer.
There's so many.
I like the way.
Well, you've said it before that if they could make a reward program out of anything, that they'll do it. So
yeah, at the end of the day, they want everyone to get one.
Okay.
If it's possible.
But this is bizarre. Under their other category, they have Choice Comedian, Choice Actress, Choice Male Hottie, Choice Female Hottie. Choice Red Carpet Fashion Icon, female, Choice Twit, and Choice Vampire.
Okay.
Well, we'll look into that
yeah.
and get back to you. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take a listen to this.
When I was younger, my daddy cried and cursed at the wind. He broke his own heart as I watched as he tried to reassemble it. And my mama swore she would never let herself forget. And that was the day when I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist.
But darling, you are the only exception.
The Glee Project returned this week. We had the top five, taking down the top four, and Hannah was eliminated, giving us a top four that I don't think anyone gives a crap about. That could just be me. Jennifer, do you disagree?
I disagree. I mean, I don't completely agree. My vote, well, probably about 2 weeks before Cameron left, had shifted to Damien, so...
You thought Damien was going home, or you thought Damien was
going
to win?
Now I'm kind of Team Damien. So.
You're Team Damien. I didn't understand the logic at all when you looked at Samuel Lindsay and Hannah and eliminated Hannah. I mean, of those five, it didn't make any damn sense to me.
Yeah.
I can tell you by the voicemails that we're about to listen that a lot of the listeners agreed.
With Hannah going home?
No, it didn't really make any sense. Ed, were you able to see the Glee Project this week?
I just am going to accept the winner. I'm not really watching it. But on a positive note, I read on MJ's big blog that the Glee Project has doubled in ratings since its dismal premiere. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it is getting a lot of press. People are talking a lot about the Glee
Project. Unfortunately. Fortunately for one of them is going to be on the show. I was going to say unfortunately. No. Fortunately for one of them, they are going to be on the show.
Yeah, I mean, the problems with the Glee Project have nothing to do with the watchability of the show. Yeah, and the talent. The problem is I don't understand what Ryan Murphy's doing at all. I really have no idea by what logic he's making these decisions when he can sit in an audience and look at Hannah and just say, you are everything that my show is about. You are everything that I want to say with the entire message I'm trying to give America with my show, and then eliminate her to keep a arguably privileged white girl and a guy with dreadlocks who, quite frankly, I don't see where Samuel has any place on Glee. He's not... He's unrelatable. Like, the thing about Glee is that, yeah, they're outcasts, but they're relatable outcasts. And I can't relate to a kid with nose piercings and dreadlocks who, like, you know, ran away from home to busk on a sidewalk.
Like, I think the show would have benefited from my interview with Forever Ago. It's like, how are you going to decide how people are eliminated each week? We're not sure yet. They definitely should have taken my suggestion of doing public voting. Like, I think if what it like, would you have been upset if, let's say, if this was like a live, because I know this is all pre-recorded at this point, but if it was like a live show-ish, like, and they chose the bottom three, and then America eliminated someone from the bottom three based on the music video plus their solo performance for the week.
Wait, you mean so if there was live voting? I mean, yeah, live voting always, because at least you understand the process and you kind of, you know,
well, I mean,
you have a certain investment.
Like, Ryan is like a 13-year-old girl sometimes, like, for real.
I don't think sometimes. I really think that Ryan is kind of a 13-year-old girl. He's a well-connected one. But yes, he, I mean, you know, we love his show, but nobody talks more crap on the internet and, you know, says things that he only partially means in the moment and answers every question, whether he knows what he's talking about or not. I mean, Ryan is the king of that. So for all of the great things he has created, I mean, you know, he's not the most likable dude. He's not the easiest person to follow around as we do.
Well, I think would have been an interesting spin on the show is well, besides live voting, but if it, as opposed to saying like doing it how they're doing it, having Ryan Murphy go through every person and be like talk about the character that they would create for them, if you won, this is what I would do with you, and then that would give people more of a perspective on what to vote for. Like, is this the type of character that I want to see, or is this the type of character I don't want to see? And
interesting. That way,
I don't know,
Jennifer.
Oh, I'm awesome in general. Continue.
You just gave me the name of the podcast. Jennifer, how did you feel about the episode this week?
I was disappointed. And again, I think it comes down to what we've talked about in the past, how I think it's really odd that it comes down to Ryan and he only sees the people who falter in a week. And then that's the only exposure he gets of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it definitely hurt Marissa a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of thought it might have hurt Samuel this week, but it didn't. It, unfortunately, Hannah was eliminated. So, it does kind of bother me that, you know, so much of the decision, I'm sure, is his, but yet he has the least amount of time with them, and no matter what he's being told from the other mentors,
yeah,
he's gonna do what he wants to do. So that was kind of disappointing. And I do think, though, if they opened it up to public voting, it's unfortunately just going to be a popularity contest again, just like, you know, like American Idol.
Yeah, but that makes more sense than doing at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be then giving America supposedly what they want. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of conflicted. I'm disappointed to see Hannah go. I'm really kind of over Lindsay. I think she's beautiful and I think she has a great voice, but I think she is shallow and as fake as they come.
I think she's borderline pathological. As much as I like her, if I knew nothing about her personally, like nothing about her personality, I think that I would happily buy her record and I would happily watch her on Glee. But watching the way she is as a human being on this show, and like she sees someone, you know, she sees Lindsay kiss Samuel, then in the next minute she's got to be kissing Cameron. And mm-hmm. This week she hears that Alex broke down in the recording booth and she immediately has to break down in the recording booth. Whether or not these things are doctored for editing, I don't know. But the way she's coming off on the show is... yeah, crazy. She's I worry that there's like something schizophrenic going on. It's a little uncomfortable.
I mean, we all know enough about so-called reality TV to know that it is edited to make people look the worst they can possibly look, because that's what gets ratings.
Yes.
And I did read an article with Hannah. You know, she's now watching this for the first time since it happened weeks ago. And she said, you know, I'm glad I've had a little bit of time to watch this, a little time between when it happened and watching it. But it was still really painful. And she's like, I do feel bad that, you know, the way the show is cut, you don't really see the friendships. I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it makes it seem like she's, you know, crazy puppy dog in love with Damien. But the fact of the matter is they're really good friends. And yeah, she genuinely cares for him. And yeah, he genuinely cares for her. So it just, she's like, the way it was edited, it just looked so unbalanced. And that kind of made her cringe. And the other thing, too, is she said that she was excited when she first heard what song she was going to sing. But then when she started rehearsing it, she realized it wasn't the best song for her. So she kind of...
Yeah,
she kind of felt she was at a disadvantage going into the elimination, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, I totally bought the bill of goods that, you know, this was going to be, you know, a genuine reality show competition. They were genuinely going to pluck somebody out of obscurity and, you know, get the person that best is suited for the show. And yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no question that, like, once again, the Glee Project did to me what every reality television show does to me, where, you know, it's like the beginning of the season for the Dodgers. Every year the Dodgers call me on the phone and they go, man, it's going to be different this time. It's going to be different this time. We're going to do our best. You're going to love it. You're going to believe that we're always truthful. And they're not. They're just not. And it's all television in the end. And, you know, that's all it is. You know, I downloaded something I thought we'd take a quick listen to. I don't know if it's worth, you know, a serious discussion or a serious long-term discussion, but this is from Cameron Mitchell's solo EP, and this is a song, Love Can Wait, that he performed on the Glee Project.
If love is a feeling, then I don't want it. You'll take it and make it into more. But if you want something that really means something, I'll show you a love that's really for. And if you want me to say, you don't have to change. That you and I are meant to be. Alright, but don't tell me, baby, that we're going somewhere. It's just somewhere, it's not what I wanna be. Oh, and if you want me to say, you don't have to change. I've been waiting patiently. Well, love can wait for me. Love can wait for me. Yeah.
Now, Ed, as the pop expert in the group, pop expert.
Yes, whatever.
Well, how do you feel about Cameron Mitchell's "Love Can Wait" from the "Love Can Wait" EP?
Well, this is the first time I'm listening to it, and I'm genuinely impressed with. Like, you know, whenever I hear the word singer-songwriter, I cringe like it's Jesse Hoda coming on again. I mean, I love her too, but I don't know. I just get nervous because they like, it's too much mid-tempo stuff and it makes me angry. And but it was surprisingly strong. I don't know if the melody was fantastic or anything, but rock is having a revival right now on pop radio. By the way, I don't know why, because I was into this dance phase, but apparently we're done with that. We're moving away. So yeah, genuinely impressed. I thought the lyrics connected. I could see myself listening to the song again, and it's a better production than I expected. Like, I'm genuinely impressed.
He has a lot of production value. It's a five song EP, and there's.
I'm more excited about that song than I ever have been about Mark Salling or
Matthew Morrison
combined, like for real, like for real.
There's a lot of musicianship on the EP. There's some really solid guitars. I don't know if he's doing them, but that actually jumped out at me because I was expecting more of kind of the strummy stuff that he was doing that he did on the Glee project. But there's some pretty solid guitar work on the record, and it's all right. The one thing that gets on me is that voice gets a little flat to me after a while. It's pretty tonally simple after a bit, but it was
the melody was not there. Was nothing there. But I thought lyrically and conceptually it was decent and it was relatable. So
I can recommend that song. I do think that you can just get that one song off iTunes. That's probably enough, Cameron, at least for now. But I enjoy that song. Jennifer?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fun. And I think, it was pretty solid production. But the other thing that like strikes me right away is it's one of the first time I've heard like an independent release from somebody that hasn't been so, what do they call it, auto-tuned? That it's like, wow, you can actually hear this person's voice. And I was enjoying it, and then you're like, "Yeah, he's kind of monotone." And I'm like, "Well, I liked it."
Well, yeah, he's and definitely
was,
not.
I thought it was pretty fun, pretty catchy, pretty different.
Cool. Well, let's listen to a couple listeners. Actually, before we do that, MaryJo84 in the chat room made a really good comment that Jennifer and I both made when they asked Lindsay to sing the song from Cabaret, maybe this time. And she's like, "I don't know that song." And I went, first of all, Lindsay's whole pitch on this show is she's a Broadway baby. So how the heck doesn't she know Maybe This Time? And then Jennifer pointed out, wait, Maybe This Time was like a seminal moment on Glee. How does she not know this song? Does she even watch the show?
Yeah, and then she sang it perfectly. So I think she was a ringer.
You think she was messing around?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. I worry about that kid.
I don't worry. I don't care.
Let's go ahead and listen to what some of the listeners had to say about Hannah's leaving the Glee project.
Hi, Justin. It's listener Mike, also known as Iris Mike from the chat room. I'm just calling about the latest Glee project. I was actually shocked to see Hannah go because I felt Alex needed to go this week because he honestly doesn't care about the competition anymore. He feels that he's better than everyone else. He feels that he doesn't need to participate in the music video with Mark. Like in the Tenacity video, he would dodge slushies. In the previous video, he would just act all. He would act like he's better than everyone. Like he doesn't want it as much as like Sammy or Damian or Lindsay does. And I was sad to see Hannah go because she was actually improving. She was one of the better ones in the competition. So just wanted to touch on this, and I'll be there for the last show.
So that was listener Irish Mike, who we all know from, if you attend any of the live recordings, he is a fixture in the live recordings. And we also had, this is listener Abby, I believe, from Texas.
Hi, it's Abby from Texas. I was just calling a comment on the Glee Project. I am so freaking mad at Ryan Murphy. I want to punch his face so hard, and then I want to strangle him.
In a nice
Why
way.
Would you eliminate Hannah? That makes no sense. They're talking her up and they're saying everyone would love her on the show and it would be so cool. And then they're like basically talking down Samuel and being like, I don't see how you would fit and yada yada yada. And then Lindsay, whatever. Lindsay's Lindsay. But still, I mean, why would you... he was talking up Hannah so much like, oh, I knew she wasn't going home. And then Samuel just comes out and he's like, yes, and he's like acting like, oh, and I'm like, crap. So he's not going home. So I'm like, crap, well, I don't want Lindsay or Hannah to go home. So then it gets to Lindsay, and she's sobbing, and Hannah's just like, oh, and it looks like she was okay. But Lindsay looked like she was just sobbing like she was going home, and her face looked like that. Then I'm like, wait, they eliminated Lindsay, and I got so mad right then. Then I thought it was Hannah, and... I'm so mad right now. I want to punch him and then strangle him and then beat him, even though he's dead. I don't care. I just want to hurt him in so many ways.
So she doesn't mean any of that. Ryan Murphy's lawyers. She was just angry.
just venting.
Just in the moment.
Yeah, passioned in the moment.
just knocked out my headphones. No, that was awesome, Abby. Thank you. I was pretty pissed off when I saw that going down. I think we were all pretty angry. Let's see, we had one other voicemail about another person who's trying to predict the winner.
Hi, Gleeful Podcast. I really like your show. I listen to it all the time, especially when I'm mowing. And I just wanted to say looking on Facebook, and I was on Cameron Mitchell's page, and then I saw he liked the Lindsay Pierce's page from Glee Project, and her profile picture on her like page is a picture of her with Ashley Fink, who plays Lauren Zeiss on Glee. So I thought that might be a hint as to who won the Glee Project. Thanks, I love your show. Bye.
So I don't know if that means anything. We've also had reports of Ryan Murphy following Mateus, but then of course Mateus got eliminated. And I don't actually think that's Ryan Murphy on Twitter. I think that's someone else on Twitter who claims to be Ryan Murphy.
Paid assistant. Maybe it's that former extra who got fired.
Well, there's a guy at twitter.com/Ryan_Murphy
mm-hmm.
and claims to be Ryan Murphy and like references his homepage and everything. But all they really do is want you to retweet songs from this website I've never heard of.
Oh.
So I'm going to go ahead and assume that's not
it's
Ryan
kinda
Murphy.
It's kind
of
dangerous.
But yeah, you know, it is funny because I keep thinking there's so many. I remember the first time they had a Survivor and someone hacked Survivor's website and they found images of all of the contestants with crosses over their face, except for one of them.
Wow.
And they were like, well, then he must win. They already seeded it. And of course, it turned out to be wrong. So from the very beginning of competition television, Ed, do you ever dig in people's pages and try to predict who the winner is on these shows?
Yeah, I'm Facebook friends with literally all of the Platinum Hit cast in attempt to. And the only person who did not accept me was Sonya. So I should have known.
Did like, Sonya win?
Yeah, she won. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And,
well,
I sent all the requests out like 4 weeks ago, and everyone accepted except for Sonya.
That's so awesome.
So I should have known.
That's funny.
Well, that's an interesting technique then. Everybody should do the same thing with Glee Project.
Yeah, the Gleeful Project people, yeah, for sure.
Because only one of them is too famous.
We should totally do a Gleeful Project, have like 10 contestants compete for a spot on the show. I'm just kidding, but it would be hilarious.
Well, we've gotten so many emails that are like, hey, Gleeful Podcast, I wanted to talk about the Gleeful Project. And we've gotten so many people calling it the Gleeful Project. I think we deserve a check. Anyway, so we also got one last, before we leave the Glee Project, we got one more email, or one. We got two voicemails from listener Kate, and I'm only going to play the second one. Here is listener Kate.
Hi, this is Kate again. I know I just left you a message, but I totally forgot the entire reason I called you. And that was, do you guys know that Hannah was apparently made into a rapper, the MTV show Made? Apparently, in a few years ago, she was on the show, and they came through and made her a rapper. I haven't had time to look into it. I thought maybe you guys would know, or one of the other listeners could know, but still listen. Either way, again, glad to see her go. I thought she was great. All right, have a good day. Bye.
As a listener, Kate went so far as to find a link to the show on MTV's website, and you can watch it. In fact, Hannah from the Glee Project was on the MTV show Made, where they take someone and turn them into something they've always wanted to be. They like give them, you know, mentors and such. And Hannah was on the show to become a rapper. This was in season 10 of the show. And it says, alongside coach/female rapper Chiba, who helped her achieve her dream of becoming a rapper called Rouge. I guess after
Too bad she didn't send an email to MTV asking to be cast for a musical dramedy in the near future. Then things would be different.
You can find the episode online, and I haven't taken a watch to it, but I'm curious how it plays. You know, our friend Clayton directed some episodes of Made.
Oh. That's right. I never could remember what that show was about.
Well, you know, what do we have here? Who's playing Mercedes' boyfriend on Glee? They announced who's playing Mercedes' boyfriend on Glee today.
They did?
They did. I don't... Is this too spoilery, or should
No, it's not.
It's just, it's casting. We've always discussed casting.
I think it would be spoilery if...
If it wasn't everywhere on every single TV show.
If it wasn't everywhere and... Yeah, I mean...
Well, it doesn't really... We don't know anything about the character except that it is Mercedes' boyfriend. And so if you don't want to know, you can fast forward about 3 minutes. But Mercedes' boyfriend on Glee has been cast. It's portrayed by Friday Night Lights veteran LaMarcus Tinker. And he will play a linebacker for the high school's football team. And that's really all we know at this
point. Typecasting.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's really all we know. But it is kind of crazy, you know, as long as the show went back into production, like actual acting on Monday.
Wow.
And so we're going to start getting a lot of these, like, such and such has been cast. And
I'm sure there'll be pictures leaked and such.
Pictures leaked. Yeah, exactly. Right. Lea Michele tweeted a photo of her in costume today. So we're going to be getting a lot of these kind of castings, and you know, we'll see about that. But he was in several episodes of Friday Night Lights. He also appeared in 10 episodes of Cougar Town. And that's about the extent
of his
credits.
Which I've heard is good. I just haven't seen.
Never seen it.
I've seen a couple.
We did. What's funny is when we were at the Comic-Con panel, Brad Falchuk described him as a Bubba. He said he's a big Bubba kind of guy who encourages her to be more herself or mm-hmm. to act more, something like that. And then immediately the press said, his name is Bubba.
Yeah.
And Red Volchek's like, no. And just said he is a Bubba. No one really knows what a Bubba is, though. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, you can. And, you know, for Friday Night Lights fans, they're hardcore. And excited. And you know, I've only got one other piece of Glee news, but I know for Glee people, this is going to be very exciting. The previews for Glee 3D start this evening.
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday. If you have preview tickets, you will be going tonight, but it opens nationwide on Friday for Glee 3D, the 3D concert movie experience. And, or is it, it's Glee the 3D concert movie. That's
something
what it's called.
Yes.
And here's something kind of wacky. As of right now on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a percentage of 100%. Yes.
With one rating?
Nine, actually. Nine reviews on Glee the 3D concert movie. So we should probably figure out when we're going to go see this, kiddo.
Yeah, well, I was looking for tickets for Saturday, and then the only thing that I saw available was the... Thursday night preview. So
we'll have to find tickets. No, we were gonna try to take your dad. Ed, any plans to see Glee the 3D concert movie? I know a lot of people aren't in the chat room because they're actually there right now.
Wow. I'm probably gonna go with Dita when she comes back. So
awesome.
That'll be fun.
Von Teese, the fetish
Dita.
Model?
Dita Von
Teese. Your friends with
Dita, whatever. Dita, my roommate who's currently in Asia who's been having passport dramas.
To go through Canada of all places.
So people were asking a little bit about in the chat room why she was having issues. It's because she's not an American citizen. She's actually a dual citizen of Indonesia and America.
Oh, okay.
So that's and then Canada, of course, is the troublemakers.
Seriously, I thought they were like Switzerland of the North America.
Yes, and if you're planning to go see Glee the 3D movie, definitely go see it soon because it's only in theaters for 2 weeks. So that's
you know what's terrible? I've still yet to see HP Part 2. I feel so silly.
Ooh.
I really need to get on that. I was like broke, and now I'm really, not really broke, good. And I'm still like in broke mode. I'm like, I still have some peanut butter in the cabinets. I'll be fine for a month. Okay.
Well, Wednesday is your weekend, right?
Yeah, maybe I could go tonight. I mean, grab some sangria, go hit up some HP.
There you go. Make it happen, Ed.
Well, I was just going to insert one other thing about, you know, the Glee cast. There's an incredible spread of Naya Rivera in InStyle magazine this week. And then
Diana Agron
on Cosmo looking awfully boobalicious in the cover photo. But they're both gorgeous.
Well, I'm going to bookmark that. Ed, do you want to thank any iTunes reviewers?
Yes. Oh, my God. I was remiss. I even have the page open. Glee Lover 97, Scotty Girl 81. On Tuesday, Billing Belong and Huertas. Thank you very much for reviewing us on iTunes and continue to do so. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you can reach us at any time. You can email us at gleefulpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at Gleeful Podcast, on Facebook at Gleeful Podcast, where the listeners are having a great conversation.
I think we have a theme going on, Josh. Maybe. Mayhaps.
What was the theme?
That everything is Gleeful Podcast.
Yes, everything's Gleeful. That's how we do it, baby. So it's easy to remember. You can find us all on Twitter. I'm at Josh Brunel. She's at Jenny B. Creative. He's at Edward Giordano. For the Gleeful Podcast with Josh Internet, I'm Josh.
I'm Jen.
I'm Ed. Peace out.
No Big Brother?
I don't know how I feel. But, I mean, I've been watching live feeds. I don't know. I still want Danielle to win. Go, Danielle.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. To the melting pot, corners where we selling broad. African Bambata, home of the hip hop. Yellow cab, gypsy cab, dollar cab. Holler back for foreigners, it ain't for the act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special that I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three car Molly. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the kingdom. I'm from the Empire State. Yes.
That song's so good, it makes me sick to my stomach.
It's so infectious.